We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. You're now listening to A Corner Called Jazz right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis and online at WYXR.org. That was Artemis off of their new release, Koma Rebbe, and that was the title, also the title of the track there. And before that, we started off with Jeremy Pelt with Labyrinth. Here's Hiromi right here on the station Raised by Sound. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Caleb Suggs. You're listening to A Corner Call Jazz right here on WYXR.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to A Corner Called Jazz right here on WYXR 91.7 FM. You've been listening to, and underneath us right now is Corey Bernard with his tune Sagittarius. And before that, we had the Bad Plus. We had the Bad Plus with Deep Water Sharks. And before that, Chihiro Yamanaka with Sunflower. And we started off that block with Hiromi with Balloon Pop. More music coming your way after these quick messages right here on the station Raised by Sound, WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater Group, presenting Dance Theater of Harlem, February 7th and 8th. The company performs a forward-thinking repertoire that includes treasured classics, neoclassical works, as well as innovative contemporary works that use the language of ballet to celebrate founder Arthur Mitchell's belief that ballet belongs to everyone. More information at orpheum-memphis.com. Support for WYXR comes from Ballet Memphis, presenting the annual audience favorite, Winter Mix, February 21st through the 23rd at Playhouse on the Square. A fun and contemporary compilation of three short original works by rising choreographers, including local professional dancer Emilia Sandoval, set to popular music. Tickets available at balletmemphis.org.
In Memphis, when vulnerable seniors are in need and families are in crisis, they turn to MIFA. Meals on Wheels helps seniors stay healthy and independent. Family programs provide emergency assistance for utilities, rent, and mortgage. And the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program advocates for seniors in care facilities. Information and volunteer opportunities available at MIFA.org/WYXR.
Little blue, be my shelter, be my cradle, be my womb, be my boat, be my river, be the stillness of the moon. If I could, I'd go with you to a place I never knew. In your eyes, so dark and open, there's a light that leads me back to you. 'Cause you're not so far away, I hear you say, you'll never walk alone. Find a way to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're gonna find a way.
Little blue, be my anchor, be my light, my calm.
Oh,
sweetness, the love that brought me here. All the times that I wondered how you put away my fear. Now my whole world has changed, baby, in the blinking of an eye. Keep on moving in the rhythm of your love. I can dance in the field alone. I can sing just like the wind. This fire in my bones gonna burn away the cold. I'm gonna hold the rhythm of your love, gonna keep it till you come. And when my soul starts to moan, I'ma lift my hands and go. You are the sweetest dream, and I remember your love. Yes, I do. All day, walk around, singing. All day, walk around, singing. Wake me up. I'm gonna keep on moving in the rhythm of your. Thank you.
vivre dans ce rêve qui m'enivre ce jour encore douce l'âme et je te garde
to know what's going on in my mind. Let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to show you a good time? So let me get right to the point. I don't buy my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me. Don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, yeah. Spend a little time with me.
And that was Matthew V with Big Spender. And before that, we had Veronica Swift with Je Veux Vivre. And before that, we had Liz Wright with Your Love featuring Michelle Ningocello and Brandy Younger. Before that, and we started off that block with Jacob Collier with Little Blue featuring Brandy Carly. It's about time for me to get out of here, getting out a little bit early, but we got some great stuff for you coming up next. First things first, we have a very interesting interview with Dame Mufasa, Memphis rapper and curator, and we interview him about an upcoming premiere here at Crosstown Concourse. And then after that, we're going to have a talk with Talisa. And then after that, Ring the Alarm with Carrie Mahoney, then Robbie and Winston with Song on the radio. So keep it locked right here on the station Raised by Sound, WYXR 91.7 FM, and online at WYXR.org.
Hi everyone, my name is Megan Christina. I am a correspondent for WYXR and I'm here with Dame Mufasa, who's going to tell us a little bit about himself and their upcoming project, Eyes of God. Go ahead and tell us who you are and what you've been working on, Dame.
Ooh, appreciate it. Dame Mufasa, obviously I'm a Memphis artist and musician, mostly doing music. I do some visual arts curating. I'm getting into a little filmmaking. Just basically, it's like anyway, I can like, you know, storytell effectively. That's my whole, you know, angle right now.
Yeah, that's good. Can you tell us a little bit about Eyes of God?
So Eyes of God is inspired by an album I dropped late last year, titled Church in a Wild. If anybody is familiar or unfamiliar with. And I was in a artist residency program when I cooked it up. And I was like in a work mode, knocking stuff out. And we also like knocked out a bunch of visual film projects. And so Eyes of God is basically like the film version of the story that the album tells. So it's not a visual album at all, but it's like it's just telling a different story in a different language. So like, it was like really, like that period of time, I was just feeling really expressive. And I was like going through a lot, but it was like just flowing out. And just like the music wasn't enough at that time. And so I just like had to like do more And so that's how this film project came about, which I'm excited about. And I'm excited to show it.
Yeah, us at WYXR are excited for it as well. This is a really big milestone for a local Memphis artist to have their work be shown at the Malco Theater. Can you tell us a little more about how you made that happen?
So I initially, when I finished the film, because like I said, the album came out late last year, and I finished the film around the same time. And I initially was gonna do them both. I had a listening event at the listening lab at the, across town, and I showed a teaser for it. And I wanted it to be in the Film Fest, so people can get to see it. But I missed the deadline, like I said, due to like doing like a bunch of like working. I do like a lot of stuff active in the community, and just being in residency, and I had my obligations for that. It wasn't gonna meet the deadline. It wasn't happening. I think it was coming up when I started filming. And so I just looking for other ways to bring it to the world. And like, I didn't wanna underdo it because I feel like the presentation is important when you're doing things. And so like, I do different styles of different things sometimes. And I always want to be intentional about how I present this specific thing. And so, like, I might, if it was something else, I might just, like, show it in the hood and, like, do it at a house. And it might be, like, that might be the vibe that time. But this time, it's not the vibe. And so I reached out and figured out, like, how I could make it happen. And they were, like, super helpful. And let me do that. And so I don't know. It just worked out for me, which I'm super grateful for.
Yeah, that seems to be what happens for a lot of Memphis musicians. It just kind of works out for them.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
And next question is, what kind of impact do you want Eyes of God to have on the audience?
Impact is tough. I think I just want people to receive it with an open mind. Whatever you take from it is what you take from it. It's a more artistic film than it is like a straightforward film. And I'm always open to just like interpretations of any kind. And I like really like to explain my work, music or visual based. Because even when I dropped the album, like a lot of people be like giving me like what they think it means or whatever. And it's just always fun for me to hear things that are in line with what I was feeling and things that even I didn't realize could be, applicable. I want to see what that's like for this project. So I don't really have any. As long as people like come in with an open mind, ready to receive it, I feel like I already like got what I want out of it. Because I like I said, I enjoyed making it. Like film was like a really fun project for me. And so like I'm kind of already satisfied with the process. And so, like, whatever I get, I can't get anything else out of it. At this point, I just want to, like, share it.
Cool. And lastly, can you just plug yourself and tell us what you have going on, what's coming next, where can people find you?
For sure. So you can find me streaming anywhere, Dan Mufasa, obviously. Follow me on Instagram at DanMufasa901. That's where I give like most of my updates, stories or just like on my feed. It's like the most accurate version of what I got going on. And then February 7th in the Crosstown Green Room, I have a concert that's also in line with the project. And so it's the Church in the Wild live show. Negro Terror will be opening. Amazing black punk band, and it's all connected. Like between the album and the concert and the film, it's all connected. And if you can get them all, and if you can't, just get to a touch point where you can. And it's just really all I got for them.
Okay. And your film viewing is this Wednesday, yeah. January 29th, right?
Yes, Wednesday, January 29th at 7 p.m., Malco Studio at the Square. It is a free event. So, you know, keep that, take your money, get you some popcorn, I don't know, get you something to drink, and, you know, pull up and, you know, rock with me, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Into 91.7 FM, WYXR Memphis.
When you hear it, you'll be proud.
Wham, rib up, boom, bam.
So join the crowd and swing out loud.
Hi, this is Desmond.